Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back. My apologies for my voice. It is it's an interesting time over here. I am testing negative for you know what, but I just don't feel great. So hopefully I'm going to the Minute Clinic tomorrow. Hopefully I will find out what is going on, because for the past 2 weeks I have just felt down and out. And to all my teachers out there, hang in there, keep taking care of your body, because there's a lot of crud going around. And to everyone, not just teachers, same goes for you. There's a lot going around, so just take care of your body. But let's dive into the actual reason that you tuned into this episode today, because you're probably like, this is interesting. Let's see what she's got to say on this. So that's why you're here. So let's get into it, right? So the reason why I wanted to share this topic was because I am currently reading, I'm almost done with this book that I'm showing you on YouTube, if you're watching, called Sugar Crush. Okay. And I'm working on getting one of the authors, there's two authors, I'm working on getting Dr. Jacoby to come on the podcast. So fingers crossed that we can have that happen. But in the meantime, I wanted to share some of what I've been learning about this book, and just about our health in general. And so the subtitle of this book says, How to Reduce Inflammation, Reverse Damage, Nerve Damage, and Reclaim Good Health. And so this book is all about how sugar is really damaging our body. And that may not come as a surprise to you, right? But when you start reading this book, like the implications, both short-term and long-term, of what sugar is doing to our body is just mind-effing-blowing, okay? It is. It really is. And Dr. Jacoby is a podiatrist, so he has actually had to amputate people's legs and feet because of, unfortunately, them having so much nerve damage that it's like their limbs do not work, right? They're just gone, and they're decaying, essentially, which is really scary. And I mean, like, you know, almost puts you into this panic mode of like, oh my God, like, is that going to happen to me? And, you know, as long as you are doing your due diligence, you know, listening to this podcast is a great way to start. You know, understanding your body better and learning how you can help yourself to heal and to also live a happy, healthy life. You know, that's a start, but as long as you're actually putting in the work and the effort to change some of your habits that may not be doing you justice right now, that's the best way that you can avoid and eliminate, you know, that being the case for you down the road. So, what I really want to talk about today is just, you know, how we can start to prioritize including more healthy fats into our diet and reducing sugar, okay? Because for a long time, and we'll get into this, but for a long time, fats were seen as this, like, you know, red flag, like, no, you shouldn't, you know, an X over it, right? It was like, no, don't do that. Don't have fat in your diet because it's not good for you, right? And a lot of that came from higher powers, you know, the USDA. It came from, you know, manufacturers who didn't want us to purchase certain things, right? Because they wanted us to purchase their products that had a certain array of, you know, ingredients in them. So, you know, it's unfortunately, it's never the government or, you know, manufacturers looking out for us. It's them looking for their dollar, right? Are they making a profit? And that's, you know, that's the sad but unfortunate reality that we live in. So the only person that's looking out for you is you. And of course, I'm looking out for us all as well, which is why I have this podcast, and it's why I share what I share. So Yeah, I really want to start by just giving you some shocking statistics that were, again, in the book, if you choose to read it. And I will have the book in the show notes. So if you're interested in reading the book, you can just click on the link and it'll take you to Amazon and you can get it. It's pretty cheap. But definitely a good read. It's not a read where you're like feeling like you're trying to be a doctor and you're not. Like it's not jargon that you wouldn't understand. It's very much layman's terms. So I think you will, one, get a lot out of it, but two, I think you'll be very shocked at how much you didn't know. Because for me, I mean, I'm in the health field, but there is still so much in this book. And again, I'm almost done, but there's still so much in this book that I didn't know. So yeah, I think you would really, if you're listening to this podcast, I think you would really appreciate this book. So if you end up reading it, let me know your thoughts, because I would really love to know. I'd really love to chat with someone else who's read the book too, which is why I would really love to have Dr. Jacoby on the podcast, and we're working on it. So hopefully that'll become a reality. But like I said, I want to just share with you some shocking statistics to start us off, just because it's really, really wild. Like I didn't realize this. So there are approximately 29 million people that have type 2 diabetes. That is the contractible version, I guess I would say. It's the one that it's not inherent, right? So type 1 is one that people, it's genetically usually you're predisposed to that. But type 2 is the one that we can, if our diet is not, in great shape, if our diet is not optimal, we can develop type 2 diabetes. And if you don't know what type 2 diabetes is, this is where you're insulin resistant. And the reason why insulin is important is because it helps blood sugar to be processed. And the reason why that's important is because our blood sugar actually is used to help create energy. So you can see how it's just this domino effect if it doesn't work. So there are 19 million people that have diabetes but don't know it. Okay, so there's 29 million that have it and know it. There's 19 million that have it but don't know it. And then this is even more mind-blowing. There are 79 million people that have pre-diabetes that are on their way to developing diabetes if they don't make changes, right? So this is another reason why I just feel called to share this information, because it's like, you don't know what you don't know. And I mean, until I read this book, I was like, wow, like it really made me take a step back and look at like just the way that I've operated in the past, even now, and how I'm going to change things for the present day here and now and the future for myself. So the other thing I wanted to share too was, in the book, he talks, Dr. Jacoby talks a lot about peripheral neuropathy. And so this is the term that's used when we're talking about nerves that are damaged in your body that are outside of your brain and spinal cord. So they're the peripheral nerves. And this happens when we consume too much sugar. Our body can only process so much sugar to the point where once it can no longer do that, it starts to damage our nerves, right? And it's a slow process, but over time, those nerves can become damaged and you can start to feel, weak, numbness, pain in the hands and feet. You can feel tingling sometimes, in your limbs. And it can also affect other bodily functions, including your digestion and urination. So, I mean, it's really, truly this all-encompassing thing that can have a long-lasting effect, throughout your body. So what I really want to do next, now that I've shared kind of these shocking statistics, and shared with you how sugar can damage our nerves, I want to talk about just kind of some of the things that we probably didn't know that relate to sugar and kind of the hidden ways that sugar sneaks into our diet. And then I'm going to share with you the study, this very well-known study that was conducted by a doctor and how it was supposed to prove that fat intake actually, you know, increased your likelihood of developing heart disease, when actually the opposite was found from this study. So so we're going to dive into that. And then, of course, at the end, I'm going to share with you some healthy fats that you could start to incorporate in your diet, and some ways to decrease and or eliminate sugar from your diet so that you can start living a more healthy lifestyle and decrease your risk of developing things like diabetes and peripheral neuropathy, you know, so the numbness that you would potentially feel in your body from having consumed and tried to process too much sugar in your body. So I also have Tweedledee and Tweedledum. No, I'm just kidding. I have Riker and Riley in here looking at each other as I try to record this podcast. So Riker's in my lap and Riley's on the floor. So if you are watching me on YouTube and you see me look down, it's because I'm trying to make sure that these two don't mess up my podcast recording. And no, I'm not taking this out because you need to hear this. This is real life. So, all right. So let's talk about some of the hidden ways that sugar finds itself in our diet or sneaks its way in our diet, right? So one thing you probably didn't know was that when you look at a nutrition label, yes, it does say sugars, you know, added sugars and then total sugars, right? But what you're not seeing is the total carb section actually contains sugars, right? Because we know that carbs include sugars, right? And so what you need to know is that even if you're purchasing something that has low sugar or no sugar, if there are carbs, which most likely there are in that food, then you're going to still be getting sugars in your, in that item, whatever it is, right? So let's say that the total carbs in the food that you were eating was 20 grams, right? So you would divide that by four, and that would tell you actually how many teaspoons of sugar that would be, right? So if there are 20 grams and we divide that by four, that means you've got about 5 teaspoons of sugar in that meal or in that whatever that is that you're consuming, right? In that food item. And 4 grams of you know, whatever you're looking at, 4 grams of sugar, I guess I would say 4 grams of sugar, it equals 1 teaspoon of sugar. So I think that's really important to know too, is like, if it says, you know, that there's 2 grams of sugar, in every serving. Okay. Well, then we can think of that as, okay, 4 grams of sugar is 1 teaspoon. So 2 grams of sugar is going to be 1/2 teaspoon, of sugar. So it's, you know, still getting sugar, right? So yeah, I wanted to share that there's hidden sugars inside our foods, total carbs. We want to look at that. And then we want to divide that number by four to find out how many teaspoons of sugar we have in that food item. And then the other thing I wanted to share with you too, which is in the book, is a skim milk. So I grew up on skim milk. I'm sure a lot of us did, because it was touted as, okay, it's low fat, so that means it's healthier, right? Well, not necessarily. So when you take out the fat, what's left in that milk? It's the sugar, right? So it's essentially sugar water is what you're drinking. So I don't consume skim milk anymore because I don't drink dairy milk. But if you are someone who like feels like you're doing yourself a solid drinking skim milk, like, newsflash, you're really not, because it is void of most nutrients because it's just straight up sugar water. And so kind of a segue into why healthy fats are good for us and we shouldn't be, you know, feeling like they're bad and we shouldn't have them, is because fats, healthy fats specifically, so saturated and unsaturated fats, are gonna be better for our body, than say sugar, because they are, well, for one, I think we can see, I think we can conceptualize and understand why, right? Sugar is, you know, just this addictive substance, right? But healthy fats are going to help you to stay satiated longer, but they're also going to help you to absorb nutrients better, right? So that's super helpful because the more nutrients we're able to absorb in our body, the healthier we're going to feel and be. The other thing I want to share about healthy fats is that, you know, for a long time, we were told, like I said, that eating fat was not good, right? Because it increased the chances of developing things like heart disease and increasing our cholesterol. And actually, research has shown that sugar is actually worse at doing that, right? Like sugar is actually the bigger culprit here. Sugar is increasing our cholesterol. And so I want you to be aware of that. It doesn't mean we need to have 50% of our diet be fat. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying like making sure that you have healthy fats at every meal is going to not only one, help you to stay satiated longer, but it's also going to help you to process and absorb your nutrients in your food better. Okay. So who like doesn't want that, right? So there is sorry, my nose is itching. So if you can see me itching my nose, it's because I think I got hair from the dogs up my nose. But I digress. There was this landmark study back in the late 1970s, which by the way, is when these food guides, food pyramids, you know, the MyPlate, of course, is the most recent version of that. But that's when this all started, was back in the late 1970s, creating these, you know, idealistic, if you will, plans that were not idealistic for people to follow and didn't also have people's best interests at heart in terms of overall health and wellness and nutrition wise. And so anyways, in the late 1970s, a doctor by the name of Dr. Keyes conducted a study called the Seven Countries Study. And so he looked at seven different countries and was trying to prove that there was a link between high-fat diets and heart disease. And what ended up coming out of that, the data that ended up coming out of that study actually concluded the opposite. It actually showed that those with the most saturated fat in their diet lived longer than those who actually ate less. And so, I mean, if you're one who's like, okay, I can't believe it until I hear like some evidence, like that right there is a boatload of evidence for you. And I mean, if you want to dive into that study further, you can. He dives into it further in the book, but I'm just giving you the bare bones so that you can see like, okay, wow, like that is reality. And again, we don't want to just go off of one study, right? There are a slew more. We're not going to go into those today, but there are a slew of other studies that also prove that as well. And more and more are on the rise because we as a society are realizing that healthy fats are good for our body and they do have a purpose in our diet. Okay, so the last thing I want to share with you is that if you're wondering like what healthy fats would be great to start incorporating in your diet, I would suggest, you know, if you're someone who eats meat, I would suggest getting some healthy grass-fed meat in your diet. I would also recommend that you are getting fish in your diet because that also has great healthy fats in it. Avocado, using avocado oil to cook with because it has a high smoke point, which means it's not going to turn into trans fat. And trans fats are what are truly clogging our arteries and causing our heart disease. And then nuts and seeds. Those would be some of the best options I would recommend for incorporating more healthy fats into your diet. And then, like I said, you know, just reducing, and if you feel like you can eliminate, then eliminating those processed and packaged foods that have sugar in them. Then if you want to go to the next step after that and, you know, start to look at lower glycemic fruits and really kind of getting rid of some of the higher glycemic fruits or just having them less often, that would not be a bad idea. So I hope this was supportive. Again, like I said, I just, I've been loving this book. I will have it in the show notes, and we should hopefully have Dr. Jacoby, one of the two authors, on the podcast here soon. I'm working on getting him on so that we can ask even more questions and just dive into the book even deeper. He's coming out with a new book here soon, so hopefully he can talk about that as well. But yeah, as always, I'm here to bring you the stuff that we're just not taught, and we're just not given this information. It's not shared with us willingly. So I am willingly sharing this information because I know it's important. And if I didn't know it, chances are you didn't know it either. So without further ado, I hope you have a great week, and we will chat again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you, I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.